Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hey, everyone. How y'all doing today?
We're doing just good. In fact, how you doing the phrase of the day. I'm on the Wendy Williams show today.
Yes.
I know. I taped it yesterday. Jerry Springer is filling in for Wendy today, while she's still off. He's fantastic. He's a legend.
Yeah. Well, don't throw any chairs, honey. That's all I'm saying.
No throwing some chairs.
Be careful, honey.
No. Who's your father? Is that Maury? Yeah. That's Maury Povich.
They blur together at this point. Yeah, they're the same thing.
So check out Wendy Williams today, and I'll be on there doing some royal gossip. And also, too, Jerry was so gracious. He let me plug my book, The Forward Answer. I know you're sick and tired of me talking about this book, but thank you, Jerry. And let's jump into our show. Hey, what time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Adele is opening up about her insecurities after losing 100 pounds. Mm. She opened up to Oprah, saying that after the weight loss, it really helped solve her chronic back pain. I didn't know that, but she's been in pain for years. But she has to admit, she said, there are still features of my body that I still don't like. Mm. Quote, I don't know if I feel different. I still have things about my body that I don't like. She told that to The Face magazine in Britain. Mm. She also added that when she did the cover of Vogue, people were trying to put her into sleeveless dresses. Stylists were bringing out these beautiful, beautiful dresses, but they had no sleeves on them. And Adele was like, I ain't showing my arms. Are you mad? I've never liked my arms. I'm not showing them. She went on to admit, yes, my arms are half the size they used to be, but that still doesn't mean I effing like them. She also apparently hates her feet.
Oh my goodness.
It just goes to show you that even when you get to your goal weight, mm-hmm. or even when that pimple on your face disappears, you still have insecurities. All of us, even maybe the most famous singer in the world at the moment, has insecurities.
Yes, so true. And you know, I actually interview a lot of people in the fitness world, and many of them have the trauma of being called fat when they were younger, or just, you know, being made fun of for their appearance. And no matter how great they look now, those emotional scars are still there. So it's psychological. Yeah.
They are deep. I thought that when I lost, you know, 40, 50 pounds, which I did over the pandemic, that suddenly I would become Meghan Markle. I'd be Prince Harry. I'd be so, so happy. And it doesn't happen like that. For me, the biggest change was not my weight, but my mind and how I thought about myself and how I was kinder to myself. I used to think growing up that if I had two perfectly good arms, my arm was damaged when I was a little boy, that I would be really, really successful. And then I realized, you know what? Having an arm that's damaged has nothing to do with why I am successful or not. We all look to blame things. So the next time you look in the mirror and you pray or you wish, gosh, if I was just a little skinnier, if I was a little bit more pretty, if my hair was a little bit more thick and luscious like yours, Corey, I would be really, really happy. The truth is, no, you wouldn't. Don't look for external matters to make you happy, because that never, ever works. Adele did go on. She was quite funny. She's not complaining here, but she did say that there are some things about losing 100 pounds that she had never thought of before. Like, for instance, she had to buy a whole new wardrobe.
Yes, honey.
I used to love a schmock, but now I can't wear them anymore. And also, too, she had to get rid of some clothing that she had really great memories in. I've still got some things in my closet that I don't fit in anymore, but I love looking at this old T-shirt. I have the, gosh, this is so silly, but I do have it. I have the T-shirt in my closet. It's in a box in my closet that I wore when I first met Bruce.
Oh.
I've never thrown it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it
like all like hermetically sealed and like in a bag and stuff with like a date
it's
on it?
It's not in the Smithsonian, Corey, although it should be. So you do hold on to things. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Adele still has insecurities after losing 100 pounds. Do some insecurities never go away. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what's Britney up to?
Yes, well, our girl, our newly freed girl, Britney Spears, says her parents should be in jail as she teases an Oprah interview. So Britney Spears candidly said in a video, "So I'm just grateful for each day and being able to have the keys to my car to be able to be independent and feel like a woman." Owning an ATM card, she says, is really something that's like a normal thing people should be able to do. So she says, owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, it's the little things. Wow. "But I'm not being a victim," she continued. "I lived with victims my whole life as a child, and that's why I got out of my house and I worked my ass off for 20 years. Wow. It still blows my mind every day I wake up," she says, "of how my family and the conservatorship were able to do what they did to me. It was demoralizing, degrading. I'm not even mentioning all the bad things they did to me for which they should be in jail for. Yes, including my church-going mother." Now, that's that last line where she really digs it into her mom, because her mother is like this sort of self-proclaimed devout church Christian woman. And Britney is saying, "Hey, the stuff you guys did to me ain't very Christian-like, Mom." So, Rob, I don't know. I think the mother really was in a position where she was able to almost salvage her reputation. But 2 weeks ago, when she demanded like $700,000 from Britney to pay for the conservatorship management that she initiated, I thought, okay, I think we know the mom is a vulture, right?
Yeah, we know now, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. My Britney sources tell me she's not going to stop. Her mom actually had the chutzpah to travel to LA to go and meet Britney after the conservatorship was over. She rang Britney's doorbell and they didn't let her in. Britney wants no part of this family at all at the moment. Maybe that will heal, but I think the family's on damage control. They know now Britney holds all the cards. She couldn't speak out before. She couldn't do interviews without the mom and dad's permission. She didn't even have her own phone. Now she can. Now she's in charge of all her social media accounts. She can decide if she wants to sit down with Oprah. You know, Meghan Markle and Harry dropped some bombshells on Oprah. That is nothing compared to what little Miss Britney Spears could potentially say about her family. So I don't think this is over yet for the Spears family. And this is going to sound petty, but I'm glad it's not over. I think there should be consequences for what happened for 13 years. Yeah. And Britney getting her freedom back is not a big enough consequence. No. If things were done illegally or just morally that were not appropriate, then I think, Britney, keep telling your truth. Keep telling us what happened here. Yes, I'm saying that because I'm a very nosy person. But I also think, too, revealing, talking about trauma helps.
Oh, sure.
And I've got to believe, Britney, get this off your chest. Be free of them, and then maybe you'll be able to make peace. And if you don't want to, that's your decision too. But this is far from over. Hey, moving along, Tom Holland, who I love as Spider-Man, is revealing that he has had to learn and accept being just 5'8". So he said that nobody told him that when you're famous, your insecurities, again, that seems to be the theme today, they don't go away. He said, "One of my biggest faults is that I'm an impossible people pleaser." He told this to GQ magazine. Corey, are you a people pleaser?
Oh my gosh, to a fault, it's a bad thing. You know, we talked about how it's hard to say no when you're a people pleaser. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, totally. I think I am too, although I have learned no is a complete sentence. I have learned that. Tom went on to say, "I don't like the idea of people not liking me. So I will do whatever I can to make sure that's not the case." Standing at 5'8", he also said that he's learned to stop obsessing about his height, which he did for a long time. And he's learned actually some techniques that make him feel better. He said that when he's on the red carpet, he stands closer to the photographers than the people behind him, looks a little taller. He also added that he's learned to focus on what he can control. He can't change his height, but I can do other stuff, and now he's focused on putting on more muscle or other things in his life. I like this. I focus on what I can change. Yeah. There's certain things that you can't change. I'm always going to have a big nose. I'm always going to have a damaged arm. I'm always going to be gay. And so I have learned that all those things are just wonderful and they are me. Yes. What would you change, Corey? Or would you not?
You know, I don't, maybe when I was a kid, I would have maybe had a whole list of things, but you know, everything that I am and all I've achieved, it's because I own what I have and I walk in that door and I command what I think is mine. So I don't think I would change anything now. Maybe my bank account, but other than, I'd add some more zeros on my checking account, but other than that, physically, I'm okay. I'm 5'9", by the way.
Just, honey.
I'm not that tall, but 6 feet with
you
this hair, honey.
Perfect. And you've got 4 feet of hair on that head.
Yeah,
so you look like you're 7.
I'm in the NBA, honey, with this hair. Believe me.
Hey, what's going on with Janet Jackson? There's a new explosive documentary out.
Yes, indeed. Well, Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction has been re-examined in a new documentary. So this new documentary is called Malfunction, and it's the dressing down of Janet Jackson, and it takes a look at Nipplegate, which we all know happened when Justin Timberlake pulled a piece of fabric off of her costume in the 2004 halftime show. Now, Matt Cirlitek, who's a former CEO of Virgin Records, he suggested a closed-door meeting between the choreographer and the stylist and the talent, which was concocted to change the last seconds of that MTV-produced show. Now, the producers, though, they couldn't even get answers because after it happened, Janet Jackson, she fled. She jumped on a flight from Houston to LA, and her manager didn't even answer phone calls. But meanwhile, Timberlake made light of it backstage in interviews, and he told Entertainment Tonight, "Hey, man, it's every man's dream." A little sexist there. But now the former head of CBS, Les Moonves, he wanted a face-to-face apology from Janet and Justin. Now, Timberlake drove to the office and apparently gave the apology, but Janet Jackson did not.
She did not.
Now, the Grammys were a week later, and Jackson and Timberlake were told they could not appear unless they apologized during the show. Ooh. And guess what? One of them said, okay. And you know who that was, Justin Timberlake. He went on to win Best Male Pop Vocal. And that was for his little song where he like kind of poked fun at Britney Spears' Cry Me a River, which was also very sexist and a little strange.
Now looking back, that song was wrong.
Yeah, not very nice at all. But he did apologize, so he got all the rewards and went on with his life. Janet Jackson pulled out of attending, which meant she did not apologize. And we all know that, of course, now Les Moonves then went after Janet and like blacklisted her career for, it was almost like 20 years, right? Like 15 years.
Yes, it was bad.
So it's really, really awful. So this documentary claims it's going to maybe expose some new truths. But I'll just say really quickly, Rob, that Justin Timberlake lost a huge, huge swath of his fans in the black population.
Yes.
Because of this. We felt it was an absolute betrayal.
It's interesting. The people that are making this documentary are the same people that made the Britney Spears documentary. I know one of the producers. I know.
Okay.
So it's really well investigated. It's actually from the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And it is meant to be an extraordinary documentary. I was talking to one of the producers and they said it's absolutely explosive. And what happened to Janet after this incident did not happen to Justin for various different reasons, including one that she's a black woman. Let's be very clear about that. Mm-hmm. But this documentary, I'm told, could be as explosive as the Britney Spears one and get the only thing they have in common, Justin Timberlake. After the Britney Spears documentary, he issued an apology.
Yes.
I'm told that he better start writing another one because this is going to expose him too. It's amazing that Justin, who I always thought was like a really cool, great guy, is now involved in two massive, massive pop culture moments that I had not connected before. I can't wait to see it. But once again, yes, it's the same people that did the Britney one. So get ready, everybody. Hey, quickly, before we go to a break, it is now being confirmed that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are officially dating. So news comes after several dates here in New York. He took her out, she took him out. They went to Staten Island together where he lives. Well, now they are in Los Angeles. We talked about this yesterday. So Pete flew to California for his birthday on Tuesday and he spent time, get this, this is why you know it's serious, with Kris Jenner, who is Kim's mommy and the boss. They stayed, I'm told, in Kris Jenner's house in Palm Springs.
Oh.
My insiders tell me Kris is playing matchmaker. This is Kris. Now, do they like each other? Yes, I'm not diminishing that. But I think Kris Jenner. Gosh, I just, honestly, I don't know if I love her or she drives me nuts, but it's just amazing. Once again, she's the manager of the year. We're all talking about Kim Kardashian. Mm. Is this genius or is it devilish?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think she's just kind of plotting Kim to join SNL as a permanent cast member. There's something going on, right? All of a sudden, the SNL thing, and now she's dating Pete. Like, I think she's trying to plot something that Chris...
Oh, you know what I heard they were up to? Don't laugh. Maybe you should laugh. But I'm told Kim is considering doing a comedy tour. Kim could sell out massive venues. Her name alone. Kim could sell Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Kim could sell big, big venues by just being Kim Kardashian. She's got the fan base, but what she doesn't have is an act.
Yeah.
What's Kim going to do for an hour on stage? She can't
But she
sing.
Could do her comedy. You know, I just saw that clip of her talking at that wedding, the
Fabulous.
Gay wedding. And it was so funny. It was like she was delivering like a stand-up routine. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, I was told Pete Davidson helped her write that little speech at the wedding. Kim
really?
Has our look at you now. Your eyes get
like,
so big.
What?
I wish people could see us.
I'm like, well wait a minute. I love your little dish.
You make me smile. Your face is so expressive.
I'm like,
oh, you just looked into the camera and gasped. Pete's helping her with her comedy. I think he could be her opening act. Dare I say? But Kim could sell out venues that he can't. He can do big venues, but she's Kim Kardashian. Corey, admit it. Me and you would buy a ticket to go
I
see
totally
Kim's
would
comedy
see
show.
Just
I mean,
to
if
see.
I'm buying a ticket to see Countess Luann sing a below. You know, come on. If I bought a ticket for that, then maybe I would buy this. It's amazing because this is where celebrities make money. Ask Lady Gaga.
Mm,
she's making more money
that
by
Vegas
performing
thing?
Live than she is by selling records. Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper are going on tour. They go on tour together. They sit on seats and they just talk. They have no act. They don't sing. At least we have you on the podcast, Corey. You could do a couple of shows, songs.
I can, honey. I juggle, tap dance, honey. I do
I know
it
the
all.
Rest of us have nothing to do but talk. But you have some real talent. But I'm told Kim is thinking about going on a comedy tour. Hey, you heard it here first. We're going to take a break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Dr. Judith, my dear friend, Corey Andrew, who we love to go into the weekend with. Corey, my Fridays are so much happier gossiping with you, my friend.
Thank
I
you.
Giggle all weekend. Hey, let's get to the polls.
Oh,
thank you very much, my friend. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears turned her mommy away when she turned up in California trying to make friends. Ooh, did Britney do the right thing? Let's have a look here. Price Waterhouse, please.
The
hand
envelope.
Me the envelope, please. Please, my doggy Darby. Hi, Darby. Thank you. Oh, let's have a look. Ooh, 86% said yes. Britney did the right thing. I think Britney did the right thing too. At least. At this moment, this is very, very raw still. Hey, Lynn, lay low for a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rum or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
the nicest of the day. Oh, yes. Well, Bradley Cooper addresses that Lady Gaga romance rumor. Yeah, so Bradley Cooper is squashing rumors that things became romantic between him and Lady Gaga. And Gaga's new cover story for The Hollywood Reporter, Cooper 46, clarifies that it was all just them staying in character to curb his nerves while singing live at those award shows. I was like, what is going on with those two? They were like in love on stage, but he claims they were just staying in character. Now, elsewhere in that same story, Cooper praised Gaga's work in A Star Is Born, which he also directed, and he says, she's just so terribly charismatic and beautiful.
Yeah.
When I met her, I thought if I can just harness that, then it's okay for me to mess up. But then when we started working together, I realized, oh, the sky's the limit in terms of what she's able to do and her commitment level, he says.
Wow.
So he really does love her, and I think it's a mutual adoration. So they're a great couple.
It's not romantic. It never was. I was told she actually likes him a little bit more romantically than he likes her, but that's all fine.
Yeah.
But they are still great, great friends, and that movie is still fantastic. Hey, our nicest of the day, and now our naughty is the day. Naughty, 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 naughty,
naughty, naughty.
Taylor Swift fans are really harassing Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's got actually quite ugly. So Taylor has written several songs about her past boyfriends, but Jake apparently occupies a very unique place amongst her dedicated fans. Following the re-release of Red, her version of it, Taylor has not spoken about Jake publicly, but this has not stopped her fans from harassing not only him, but also his family members.
Ooh.
This is not good. Cut it out.
No.
I know this for a fact. Taylor Swift would not want this to happen.
No,
so stop,
no.
stop. And now let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. So my new book, The Forward Answer, is packed with celebrity quotes. I think there's over 100 celebrity quotes in the book. Hmm. This one I thought was really important today. It's from Emma Stone. Emma said the following quote, "I remind myself to be kind to myself, and as slightly ridiculous as it may sound, to treat myself in the same gentle way I'd treat a daughter of mine." Hmm. It really helps. Treat yourself like somebody you love. Think of somebody, maybe it's a daughter, a son, a mom, a dad, a friend. Think of somebody you really, really love. If you wouldn't say it to them, why are you saying it to you?
So true. I do love that. You know, and every now and then when I accomplish something, Rob, I will literally go look in the mirror and look at myself as if I'm another person, not
me. I can do that all the time.
And I say, good job. You know, good job on that. I
good
tell
job.
Myself...
Do it. Yep. Because I pre-recorded Wendy yesterday, I'm not live in the studio this morning, I can watch it. So at 10 o'clock New York time, I'm going to watch myself. And it's almost like an out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. I can watch this charming British guy on television. But I can actually look at myself and say, good job.
Right.
Good
look at
job.
What I've done. Yes.
Do it, guys. Love yourself. Hey, that's
Amen.
It for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show. That sounds good. A production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.